Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to Focus Forward, your daily dose of executive function and emotional mastery hacks. Ever feel like you're constantly tripping over your own feet? Like you have this amazing vision of success, but then bam, you hit a wall, usually built by, well, yourself? Yeah, we've all been there. That self-sabotaging beast is sneaky, man. It whispers doubts in our ears, makes excuses for us, and generally just throws sand in the gears when things start to move. But guess what? We can kick that thing to the curb. Today, we're tackling those pesky self-sabotage techniques head-on, because who wants to be their own worst enemy? Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you outsmart your inner saboteur and finally get that thing rolling. Number 1. Awareness is your superpower. You can't fix what you don't recognize, right? So start paying attention to those patterns. When do you feel that urge to procrastinate? To say no to opportunities? To settle for less than you deserve? Recognizing the triggers is the first step to breaking the cycle. Think of it like this. Imagine self-sabotage as a gremlin living in your brain. The more you feed it with negativity and excuses, the stronger it gets. But once you shine a light on its shenanigans, bam, it starts to shrink. Number 2. Challenge your negative self-talk. That little voice in your head telling you you're not good enough? Yeah, that's our old friend self-sabotage. But here's the thing, it's a liar. Start questioning those negative thoughts. Are they really true? What evidence do you have to support them? Often, these thoughts are just distorted perceptions or based on past experiences that no longer serve us. Remember, your inner critic is like that annoying roommate who constantly criticizes everything you do. It's important to set boundaries and remind yourself that you deserve respect, even from your own mind. Number 3. Embrace imperfection. You know what? It's okay to not be perfect. Striving for unrealistic goals can lead to burnout and self-doubt. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate small victories and learn from your mistakes. Think of it like learning a new skill. You wouldn't expect to become a master guitarist overnight, right? Give yourself grace, be kind to yourself. And remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. Number 4. Take action despite fear. That's the thing about self-sabotage, it thrives on inaction. It whispers doubts and tells you to play it safe. But true success often lies outside your comfort zone. So take that leap of faith. Start small, build momentum, and remember, even if you stumble, getting back up is what counts. Number 5. Seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or coach. Sharing your struggles can help you gain perspective and build resilience. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who dreams of exhibiting her work in a gallery. She creates amazing pieces but always ends up procrastinating, making excuses like, "I'm too busy," or, "It's not good enough." Sound familiar? That's self-sabotage at play. But then she realizes that these thoughts are holding her back. She starts challenging her negative self-talk, taking small steps each day to work on her art, and seeking support from a fellow artist friend. Slowly but surely, Sarah overcomes her self-doubt and finally exhibits her work. All because she learned to combat those sneaky self-sabotage techniques. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. You have the power to rewrite your story and break free from self-sabotaging patterns. Be aware, challenge those negative thoughts, embrace imperfection, take action despite fear, and don't hesitate to seek support when you need it. So there you have it, 5 powerful techniques to overcome self-sabotage and finally unlock your full potential. Keep these tips in mind, put them into practice, and watch as you transform from a self-sabotaging beast tamer to a champion of your own success. Remember, this is just the beginning. Stay tuned for more daily doses of executive function and emotional mastery on Focus Forward. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Together, let's build a world where everyone can thrive and reach their full potential. See you tomorrow.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.